It's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me this morning. Debbie Dabbs is, well, she's an expert in a particular style of unpacking why you do what you do and who you are. It's called the Enneagram.
Yep.
Oh, you're spelling. You have a spelling error on the back of your card. It's not a spelling error. It's a dot. It's a bit of a smudge. So the good start. This Enneagram is a powerful tool of self-discovery and personal growth, revealing the 9 distinct personality types and their unique patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. Now, through understanding your Enneagram type, you gain profound insight into your motivations, strengths, and areas for growth, leading to greater self-awareness and transformative change in all areas of your life. So if this appeals to you, then listen up and stay with us, because Debbie is in the studio. Welcome to you. Happy Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
And let's unpack the magic or the mystery behind the Enneagram and what an Enneagram life coach such as your good self is all about.
Okay, thank you. Well, thanks for having me, Dave. Enneagram, the word is a Greek word, ennea meaning 9, gram meaning a drawing, and as you can see, but your audience can't, it is a circle with 9 numbers. Key motivations as to why we behave the way we do. So every number either is going to operate from the head, heart, or gut. So we all see things differently through the lens of the Enneagram. So I will respond differently to a certain situation to yourself, perhaps.
Okay. Just before we go any further, to establish this Enneagram as something valuable and genuine, let's just give it a little bit of a background to it, because, you know, there's lots and lots of interesting stuff in the world, not all of it genuine, not all of it authentic.
Certainly.
In fact, a lot of it kind of creatively adjusted from who knows where to spin a tail and to earn some cash.
Exactly. Yeah, good point.
So the Enneagram is different, is it?
Yes. So it was discovered. It goes way back to Pythagoras. It was brought to us in the early 1900s. Oscar Achazo, George Gurdjieff were people that brought it to us and created the actual circle. But because it was discovered, that is what makes a difference to perhaps your Myers-Briggs and the DISC and all the other personality systems. Those personality systems also give you one label. You're an introvert, you're an extrovert, or whatever you are. This has many nuances and layers. So because you have a number on either side of your number on the circle, you have what's called wings. The numbers are all connected by arrows, and those are our growth and stress paths. Now, when we're in stress, we're going to behave differently to when we're in growth. We want to be at our optimal best, and that's where we uncover why we behave the way we do.
Okay, so if we uncover why we behave the way we do, and we're self-defeating because we've got all sorts of issues, does this help you to change? Because there's no point in discovering you are like this because, and there it is, you say
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
So how?
So why? Why should we find out what our number is? Well, I'm sure you have people in your life, you have colleagues, and they drive you mad. And you think, well, why do they do that? I wish they wouldn't. It's infuriating. When we understand ourselves and the people that we live with as to why we behave the way we do, there is compassion and understanding and empathy. And there's more grace. And we're then able to have...
But do they still irritate you?
Probably, Dave.
Okay.
Probably. But there's much more understanding. Listen, people are always going to have their funny little quirks, and that's okay. When we understand why we behave the way we do, we can then go down the path to growth and have empathy for our fellow man.
So who do you coach?
Okay, so I do one-on-one coaching for people that want to have more understanding about themselves. And what I love about it is when they have these aha moments of, oh, that's why I do what I do. And also to not beat yourself up about why you do certain things. I do couples coaching. I had a couple of months ago who've been married for 40 years, and they decided they still want to evolve and grow their marriage, and they came and they were so open to learning even more about themselves. And after 40 years, of course, they understand each other pretty well, but there were still these aha moments of, okay, now I'll be much more patient when you load that dishwasher the way that you do. And then I do team building as well.
So it's really a question of understanding, well, as you said, understanding why certain people do certain things.
Yes.
And it's not to change them, it's to change you.
First of
all.
Or
your perception or the way it affects you.
Completely. So first we have to sort ourselves out.
But now, if you know about you, how do you then translate that to knowing about other people's foibles and quirks and being able to understand them?
Well, one thing we mustn't do is type other people, and it's so much fun. Saying, oh, you must be a one and you must be a two. But when we understand ourselves, and hopefully couples and small businesses can be coached and understand each other, there is patience and awareness and compassion, as I said.
So you can coach a small business and do a little bit of a team build in a sense.
Yes, yes, and I do
that. And then we can give everyone numbers instead of names. So you're number one, you're number two.
And each number has a name. So one is the perfectionist.
Oh.
Two is the helper.
Uh-huh.
Three is the achiever.
Right.
Four is the artist or the lover. Five is the investigator. Six is the loyalist. Seven is the optimist. Eight is the boss. And nine is the peacemaker. And all nine fall under three triads. So we all either operate from the head, the heart, or the gut. And the head-based numbers are triggered by fear. The heart-based numbers are triggered by shame or sadness. And the gut numbers, 8, 9, and 1, are get angry. So,
but then don't you have combinations of all? Because what you're talking about, I can relate to, but I can relate to on every level.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, that's where your wings will come in and the arrows. So, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world, and you can't say, oh, well, we all just fit into 9 numbers. That's where the wings, the arrows, there are then instincts and stances and orientation to time. It's quite involved.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So when you say involved, what is the typical process?
Well, the first thing would be to find out what your number is, and great, what's your number? What do you do with it now?
How do you do that?
Okay, so I do a coaching session, and people can have online tests as well, which are only about 60% accurate, because you need a human to ask you, why did you answer in that way?
Okay.
And you give a different scenario, but what if you were in this situation, how would you behave? And then they'll say, oh, no, I wouldn't have done that. So coaching guides you with questionnaires. I mean, the first session is 90 minutes. I actually have a workshop in September, a breakfast workshop, where people will know their number by the time they leave.
Really?
It's a 3-hour workshop.
And how do you subscribe to that workshop?
If people go to my website, which is just debbiedabs.com, and it's
Debbie, D-E-B-I.
Thank you, yeah. D-E-B-I-D-A-B-B-S.
All one word.
Yes, .com, that's my website, or Facebook. But the breakfast in September will be, you will know your number by the time you leave, and there will be tools and resources on, right, what do you
so
do?
So it's like a good way to get into it as a sort of general introduction.
Absolutely.
If you want to go further, then clearly you need...
Oh, you can go further till the end of time.
Okay.
There's no limit to the studying that you can do.
And ultimately, it's a journey of self-discovery.
Completely and utterly.
And once you've... Is it liberating?
Is it
frightening?
Well, look, it's not very complimentary sometimes.
Ooh.
Yes, you're going to see things about your number and you're going, that's not me. Well, that probably is you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just the truth of your quirks and your traits.
And can you change a number if you don't like it?
Nope. People have said to me, oh, I wish I was a 7 and not a 3.
You can't become a 7.
No, no. You were born with your number, and as a child, something would have happened. So if you were affirmed at being great at helping out, that might have solidified you to become
a helper.
The helper, the number two, okay. Because that's where you got your approval.
It's a bit like, you know, when you're looking at German Shepherd dogs or Malinois, and you're looking for the right animal for the purpose. In other words, if you want a guard or a personal protection, or just a companion or a lover, or I'm going to say lover, that I just want to love you and cuddle you.
Yes.
Apparently, each dog, little puppy, has a role in the pack already, almost from birth. It's set.
Yes.
So some will come out and greet you, and you think that's the bold one is going to be a good watcher. In fact, that might not be. Its role is only to greet. It's definitely not a, you know. So the good. You know, man work or, you know, attack dog is actually not the one that comes on. It's sitting right at the back quietly, and you think, oh no, that's the shy little thing. So you need to know much more about the psychology of that before you can really apply it. And I suppose exactly the same applies here.
So you talk about the dog that's sitting at the back. So the number five on the Enneagram is the researcher. They will be sitting in the background rather watching than partaking. When we know that we have a five in our office, a number five that's part of the team, instead of saying, oh, they're always sulking in the office. No, they're just doing their research.
Okay, this can also probably help you to hire better.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Well, it seems like the Enneagram is a very valuable tool in the right hands, no doubt, because generally these things require a certain amount of understanding and interpretation. And Debbie Dabbs, well, she is an Enneagram life coach. She does one-on-one relationship, team building, and business Enneagram workshops. We've mentioned there's a workshop coming up shortly. Just repeat when?
It's in September, the 18th of September. It'll be from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning, so the moms can get to
is
pick up.
Is this for ladies?
No, it's for everybody. Okay. That time of day is usually good for the ladies, but no, it's welcome to everybody. I have one in August, but that one's full. But September will be, there's a breakfast, you get a workbook, and it's a lot of fun and very, very eye-opening.
Wow. Well, if you are interested to find out more, go to the website www.debbiedabs, that's debbiedabs.com. But this will be going up as a podcast, and you'll be able to play it back and take down notes, etc., etc. You don't have to do anything in the traffic right now. Please don't drive safely. And my very special guest, Debbie Dabbs, Enneagram life coach, thank you so much for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave.
It's fascinating. I'm a kind of curious. Maybe I'll go to your ladies
come
only session. Bend the rules for me. I appreciate it
thank
greatly.
Thank you, Dave.
And the morning show continues.